When you awaken, your form and mind will cease to be, and your true nature within, or your essence, will be realized as the oneness, the unconditioned, and the timeless, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. The whole world is about suchness. Truth cannot be monopolized by any religion or anyone, because truth is. That is the reality, nature's law, not your truth or my truth, for they are our own opinion of truth, truth according to you and truth according to me. Truth is whatever that can explain the way things are, which is nature's law. So what is the truth? Truth is Dhamma or nature's law that governs all of life and existence. It's pretty simple, isn't it? When you understand this, you understand life. Then the Buddha's teaching, the words, become very clear. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So what are the causes and conditions? The Buddha already explained. In the fifth daily contemplation, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So it definitely have to do with karma. Because our entire life depends on karma. So when you understand that, then you can accept the reality of the moment. Truth is. The reality is. The same thing is just the way they are. Suchness. Ta-ta-ta. Whatever that arises within that moment, condition is already fixed. It cannot be otherwise. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, then you will suffer, because when you cannot get what you want, that is the first noble truth reality. Not able to get what one desire or crave or cling on to, suffering will be the result. So all this understanding are very important and very beautiful. So if you can really slowly develop the understanding and the cultivation, you will transform, you will awaken, and you will become a blessing to all, very beautiful. Then life becomes meaningful, wonderful. That is what Dhamma is all about.